Good morning, and welcome to the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which presents the Coffee Chronicles. I am Syl Stein. I'm so happy to be with you guys today on another show of the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. I feel like I haven't been on, and I wanted to do an author spotlight on The Dork Diaries by Rachel Renee Russell. So I'm going to start with that. But first and foremost, I hope you're enjoying your coffee this morning. And I'm really happy to be back with you guys doing another show of the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. I feel like I don't get on as much as I should, but I've been really busy with work. So I'm going to have to figure out how to balance it or just keep the show either on Saturdays or Sundays where I do the daily. Or when I'm off, of course, I can do more shows. But sorry, I was drinking my coffee kind of quick. But I'm going to go and shut the door before I get background noise because my sons are in the other room. I just finished a beautiful mass with Holy Family live stream. So I'm really, really energized and had a really good breakfast thanks to my wonderful husband, Jeremy, who made me a delicious breakfast of eggs and ranch-style beans, which I love. So those of you that are from Texas, and maybe other people do too, but I grew up eating ranch-style beans in the morning with my eggs, and I really love them. Or frijoles rancheros, as we say in Texas. So here we go. I'm going to do an author spotlight on Rachel Renee Russell, so we'll be right back with the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which presents the Coffee Chronicles. And we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM presents the Coffee Chronicles as well. And we're talking about coffee. Of course, I'm enjoying my breakfast blend coffee with a really, really amazing mug that my husband got me that when you put it through the, after you put the like heat on it, when, you know, with the coffee pours the heat, you know, the water, it turns into, you know, this beautiful couple and a beautiful message. And the mug is just beautiful. You can look at it on my Instagram. And I'm enjoying my breakfast blend right now. But today's author spotlight is on American author Rachel Renee Russell. Rachel Renee Russell is an American author of the children's book series Dork Diaries and its spinoff, The Misadventures of Max Crumbly. Russell grew up in St. Joseph, Michigan, and has four younger siblings. And she's a best-selling author. She's got awards from the NAACP for outstanding literary work or children's works. Okay, here it is. And then she's a New York Times best-selling author. And she's just, you know, she's written... of course, you know, a lot of books. She's got over 35 and more books, starting with The Dork Diaries, which I'm going to talk about today. That is the series that she began with. And she writes about The Dork Diaries, which was inspired by her dorky daughter, Nikki, who also illustrates the books. So her daughter illustrates the books. Many of the dramatic tales, zany escapades, and exciting adventures chronicled in the books are based on real-life experiences from her, from our own middle school years. So that's what's so great about the story. It says... okay, let me see. And then, of course, she has four younger siblings, two sisters and two brothers. And she has written several books of the Dork Diary series. So let me go into her books here. The first one is The Dork Diaries. Tales from a Not So Fabulous Life. Okay, this is that's the first book. Dork Diaries, Tales from a Not So Fabulous Life. And it talks about, of course, the main character is Nikki Maxwell. And she's starting eighth grade at a new school. And her very first day is packed with hilarious stories and art in the Super Squee updated edition of book one of the number one New York Times bestselling Dork Diaries series. Nikki confesses all in her first diary ever. Her epic battle with her mom for an iPhone, meeting her new soon-to-be BFF Chloe, and Zoe's falling for adorably sweet crush Brandon. So there's a lot of stuff going on here, and my daughter loves this series. And it's, like I said, it's perfect because, like for my daughter, she's 11, she's in fifth grade right now, and she will be going to middle school, and so is her best friend Lillian. They're both going to be starting middle school, and this is a perfect book for, you know, especially for girls that, you know, in the elementary level, I think anywhere from, I don't know, as early as third through middle school grade, this is a perfect book for them. And it comes in a lot of different stories. She also has Tales from a Not So Talented Pop Star. Here, let's see. Let's see. Nikki Maxwell has been doing everything she can to keep up, to keep everyone at school from learning the truth that she's there on a scholarship exchange for her dad working as the school's exterminator. The last thing Nikki needs is having her friends and, worst case scenario, her crush Brandon associating her with a humongous roach on top of her dad's van. Now it looks like her secret could be out to come out, and Nikki's willing to go to any zany and wacky length to prevent them from happening. So there's a lot going on in Nikki Maxwell's life. And then it has the different books that it comes with. She's got many different books so far for the Dork Diaries. Then there's Tales from a Not So Secret. Hold on here. Crush Catastrophe and so forth. And, you know, she's got a repertoire of books that Rachel Renee Russell has. And it's, like I said, it's a diary base. And, of course, she just said that her daughter, her own daughter, helps her with the illustration. So it's kind of like a graphic novel, kind of like a Diary of the Wimpy Kid type of book. And it she's got so many books. And I think this is a really amazing series that that girls, you know, especially around the elementary, like starting maybe even third, fourth grade up until middle school, could read. And you know, there's so many books out right now, and basically it's about 14 books on the Dork Diaries. And then, of course, she also has the give me a second here. She also has the Misadventures of Max Crumbly. And these are books. Let's see. I'm not too familiar with these, so I'm going to go. These are best books ages 9 to 12. A brand new series from number one New York Times bestseller Dork Diaries author Rachel Renee Russell. Introducing Max Crumbly. Max Crumbly is about to face the scariest place he's ever been. Southridge Middle School. So it's also about, you know, another type of protagonist or main character. And there's a lot that's great about his new school, but there's also one big problem. Doug, the school bully, whose hobby is stuffing Max in his locker. So now we have Max Crumbly dealing with his own misadventures, and she recommends best books ages 9 to 12. That's what they recommend for this group. So it's also like elementary to middle school. Well, actually, even higher than middle school. It says here they're for ages, according to this. Give me a second. Let me look this up again. Now I can't open the book. It's for ages 9 through 12. So yeah, around elementary through the middle school level. So that's, those are perfect. And then, of course, the Dork Diaries. I'm pretty sure it's the same. And I like recommending these books because I have been working at school. And, you know, kids love to read, especially like my daughter. She loves to read many books. And the Dork Diaries has been a series, a favorite of hers, along with Raina Tegenmeyer and her series as well. Let's see here. These are ages, I would say elementary to middle school, even though here it doesn't specifically say, but I think that's recommended for ages elementary through middle school as well. So I hope you check out the Dork Diaries. Please read all about Rachel Renee Russell. I think that's, I hope I said that correctly. Let's see. Rachel Renee Russell. Let me see here if she has a website. Okay. Rachel Renee Russell, as I said, is a New York Times bestselling author and attorney who prefers writing children's books to legal briefs. The Dork Diary series has received 2 Children's Choice Awards for Book of the Year, 5th and 6th grade division, and a Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Award nomination for Best Book. Rachel was the recipient of the 2014 Milner Award for Children's Literature. The series sold over 30 million copies with translations into 36 languages worldwide. Movie rights have been optioned by Lionsgate Summit Films. Rachel resides in Northern Virginia. Visit the exciting Dork Diaries website at, and here we go, www.dorkdiaries.com. So I hope that you'll read all about Rachel Renee Russell in this author spotlight. I hope you've enjoyed this daily of the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM presents the Coffee Chronicles. And I'm glad I was able to do this show. Even though it's short, I wanted to come on here and give an author spotlight. And I'll be trying to share more books, especially for younger or between elementary, middle school, high school level. I'll try to share even for the younger, like the pre-K. Of course, it's also elementary, but the pre-K and kinder, I'll try to share books for the younger reader as well. And mainly because I work at school and I work in a library, I do a lot of that, that I'm able to help out. And I see so many different types of books. So I'll be sharing more about that as well. I hope you've enjoyed the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. I'm enjoying my coffee, and I hope you'll check out the books by the amazing author, Rachel Renee Russell, New York Times bestselling author, and her Dork Diary series. And again, check out her website at www.dorkdiaries.com. And I hope you all have a great day. Have a most amazing one, a blessed one. Happy Sunday, and thank you for joining me for the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. This has been an author spotlight on Rachel Renee Russell, and I hope you've enjoyed the talk of coffee and books. And please send in your pictures of you enjoying your coffee. Send them in to the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. You can send them on Instagram. I have at the Daily with Syl Stein, or you could also email me at sylwriter07@gmail.com. So I hope you all have a great day. And again, thank you for joining me today through Anchor FM for the Daily with Syl Stein, here on Anchor FM, and also presents the Coffee Chronicles. Have a great one.